This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. There's been a breakthrough in talks between American and Chinese negotiators over the fate of TikTok in the U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in Madrid.
Commercial terms have been agreed upon.
CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady on the framework.
The Chinese readout from that meeting has come out, and they're also saying that there is a framework for a deal, so it would follow that there has to be some indication that ByteDance would be willing to sell, and perhaps that would come at the direction of the Chinese government, given that this is a component of the larger trade talks that are happening.
President Trump says he'll be speaking with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. Trump has on three occasions stopped a bipartisan law from going into effect that bans TikTok from the U.S. unless it sells itself to a non-Chinese owner. The killing of Charlie Kirk was not the end of his podcast, says CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The vice president filled in for the late conservative activist.
J.D. Vance here, live from my office in the White House complex and filling in for somebody who cannot be filled in for.
He paid tribute to his friend.
He was a joyful warrior for our country.
And blamed the attack on what he called left-wing violence.
We're going to talk about how to dismantle that and how to bring real unity. Real unity that can only come when we tell the truth.
The man accused of killing Kirk is scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow on capital murder charges. FBI Director Kash Patel tells Fox that DNA on a towel wrapped around a rifle found near the site where Kirk was killed matches that of the 22-year-old accused in the killing. A fired Justice Department employee is taking the government to court. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Maureen Comey is suing over her abrupt firing in July. The former federal prosecutor brought criminal cases against Ghislaine Maxwell and Sean Diddy Combs and was dismissed over the summer. Comey, the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, says in the federal lawsuit that she was not provided any cause or notice and says her firing was unlawful and unconstitutional.
The battle lines are being drawn as we get closer to the end of the month and the deadline for Congress to fund the federal government. CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian is watching it all unfold.
You have some Democrats, particularly Democratic leaders, who say they are not going to back a bill unless it's bipartisan and include some provisions to deal with health care. They're still upset about those Medicaid cuts in the Big Beautiful Bill. Also, a big deadline coming up at the end of the year to potentially extend subsidies from the Obamacare or Affordable Care Act. That's something that's important to Democrats.
On Wall Street, less than 2 hours before the close, the Dow is up slightly. NASDAQ up almost 1% at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County is rolling out cameras that'll read your license plate. The Sheriff's Department will put out 10 solar-powered cameras on major roads, including parts of I-94. They say the tools have been shown to increase arrests following stolen vehicles and cases with missing people. The Racine County Board approved a $75,000 contract last week, with one supervisor voting against it over concerns about how the data might be used. There's another entrant in the first district contest. Miguel Aranda, a Whitewater school board member, has entered the race for Wisconsin's first congressional district seat. He's aiming to take on incumbent Republican Brian Stile. Several other Democratic candidates are in the race. Iron worker and former candidate for the position Randy Bryce, nurse Mitchell Berman, and retail worker Gage Stills. Following weeks of smoky skies and air quality alerts this summer from Canadian wildfires, the DNR has launched a new map to help people keep track of air pollution. The DNR says map navigation is now easier with simple icons on the side. The system now allows users to get email warnings for notices. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce from Madison announced this morning she's running for governor. Governor Tony Evers isn't seeking re-election. In her campaign announcement video, Royce highlights schools, health care, and jobs as her campaign focus. The Sturtevant Village Board will meet tomorrow night to discuss the future of local policing. That includes whether to use services from the county sheriff or another agency. That meeting is set for 6 tomorrow night. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers back at practice today, getting ready to head to Cleveland to face the Browns on Sunday. Baseball. It turns out that Bob Uecker, before he died, wrote a letter to the team that if the Brewers reached the playoffs, they could open and read it, which they did Saturday night in the clubhouse.
I got a letter today from Uke. Before we toast, I want to read it. Howdy, boys. Never a doubt you would get this invitation. You did it by believing. Really miss you guys, and I wish I was there. Things are good. The God Almighty picked me to be on his team up here, albeit I'm the third catcher. It's a great league. No day games after night games. No shadows. Told the big guy about you guys. Play hard every night. You're not afraid to play for each other. He's obviously very interested in a group with this uncommon goodness. Enjoy it. Keep it light. And believe in each other.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call the Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. We'll pick up where we left off this weekend. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows right around 60. On Tuesday, more of the same. Plenty of sunshine with highs again in the mid to upper 70s. Currently, it's 73.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? this'll be the day that I die. That I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. In fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for hanging out with me this afternoon. We've got a great show. Of course, Diane Carlson will be here later, talk about the arts in Racine. And we'll have a 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1967. It's all coming up on today's show on WRJN.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
And
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. Boy, it's coming up this Saturday already, isn't it? It's another Party on the Pavement in downtown Racine. Takes place this Saturday from noon till 7 p.m. There's going to be five music stages. Of course, you can get food and drink down there. There's going to be street performers. It's all spread out over that whole 12-block area on Main Street and 6th Street in downtown Racine. It's all brought to you by SC Johnson, American Place Casino, and Ziegler Honda. See all the details when you click on the events tab at our website at WRJN.com.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Keep your swing sharp all year long at X-Golf Kenosha. The two-person fall league kicks off the week of September 15th. It's six solid weeks of various 18-hole rounds. And don't miss the brand-new three-person winter league starting the week of October 27th. 8 weeks of intense nine-hole stroke play. Prove you're the best on the green and secure your spot now. Space is limited. Go to xgolfkenosha.com or visit them on Facebook or Instagram for all the league details. Get in the game today at X-Golf Kenosha.
It's time to take back your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions has the ideal ride for any season. Golden and Pride mobility scooters, power chairs, and lift recliners. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Don't let mobility hold you back. Come in and test drive today. Visit Easy Mobility Solutions across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Mention this ad today and save $100 on any mobility scooter, power chair, or lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions. Freedom starts here.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Lenny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Oh,
when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. With my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Unbearable, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Local news and timeless hits from the Drifters and Under the Boardwalk on WRJN. I'm sure I've probably mentioned this to you before, but that song has a special place, special memory for me. Many of you, if you're old enough to remember, you know Frenchy Bouton. Frenchy Bouton was a longtime announcer here at WRJN back in, what, the 70s and 80s, 60s, 70s and 80s? I don't even know. And then he retired, and then after I got here in the early 90s, Frenchy Bouton would come back and he would fill in on vacations and that sort of thing. But he was also a lounge singer, and he would play at Salmon-O-Rama. He'd play the keyboard and sing, and he pulled me up on stage one time at Salmon-O-Rama, and together he and I sang Under the Boardwalk, and it's just a special memory for me.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. That you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair, a golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Like me, they love.
like me.
Just like me.
They long to be close to you.
And timeless hits on WRJN, where you can stay connected with our WRJN weekly newsletter. You can get a recap of the week's top local and state news, on-air highlights, business spotlights, and marketing tips, too. It's all delivered right to your inbox, so you can sign up now at WRJN.com. All right, here we go into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County is rolling out cameras that'll read your license plate. Officials say it'll cut down on crime and make tracking stolen vehicles easier. The Sheriff's Department will put out 10 solar-powered cameras on major roads, including parts of I-94. They say the tools have been shown to increase arrests following stolen vehicles and cases with missing people. The data from the cameras will only be kept 30 days unless there's an ongoing investigation. The Racine County Board approved a $75,000 contract last week, with one supervisor voting against it over concerns about how the data might be used. Our Racine man who once worked as a janitor is now accused of breaking into the same properties he used to clean. Prosecutors say 57-year-old Robert Bergen entered several buildings on Biscayne Avenue without permission, cut security system wiring, and stole video equipment. Police say Bergen had previously been fired and was caught on video at around the time of the incidents. The estimated damage was reported to be around $4,000. Bergen faces three felony burglary counts and three misdemeanor damage charges. The winter gas arrives this week. Melissa Kay has more about gas prices around the state and what's coming.
Average gas prices fell 8 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in the state on Monday, being $2.88, means prices are 3.9 cents higher than a month ago. However, this is still 8.5 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. More states saw decreases than increases last week, and there's good news on the horizon. The transition to cheaper winter gasoline begins on Tuesday across most of the country. Officials at Gas Buddy expect average gas prices to continue to decline in the weeks ahead, as long as hurricane season remains quiet.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. We'll pick up where we left off this weekend. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows right around 60. On Tuesday, more of the same. Plenty of sunshine with highs again in the mid to upper 70s. Currently, it's 73.
Oh!
and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. There's a website called YourTango.com, and YourTango.com has released a list of things a man should never give a woman. So here they are, in no particular order, things a man should never give a woman. Unsolicited advice, okay, the silent treatment, mixed signals, inconsistency, pressure to act a certain way, and finally, disrespect.
Suspicious mind.
Ooh, I like this. Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. I like this question over at WRJN.com. The feature is called You're the Judge. It's our weekly poll question brought to you by the Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides, at 888-999-6644. So you can go to WRJN.com right now and answer this weekly poll question. The question is, what is your favorite fall drink? Here are your choices: pumpkin spice latte, hot apple cider, hot chocolate, or hot tea. Go to WRJN.com right now and answer our weekly poll question, You're the Judge, from WRJN.com. It's got to be hot apple cider, right?
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
September serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco Fire Products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Baby, I need your love.
When you see me smile, you know things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Charlie Kirk's podcast didn't end with his death. The vice president hosted it today.
Hey, everybody. J.D. Vance here, live from my office in the White House complex and filling in for somebody who cannot be filled in for, but I'm going to try to do my best. My dear friend, the great Charlie Kirk.
Vance blamed liberals for the nation's convulsion of political violence.
I'm Matt Piper. Teachers, sports reporters, and even an Office Depot employee have lost their jobs after their public remarks about Charlie Kirk's killing. Some conservatives see Kirk as a free speech champion and are using similar tactics they once criticized to target people and organizations pushing for firings and punishments. Attorneys note First Amendment protections are generally limited for workers in the private sector. Eight states do have laws to protect employees from being fired for their conduct off the job, including their political speech and activity, but most do not.
The man accused of killing Kirk is scheduled to be arraigned on capital murder charges tomorrow. It's not clear when, but National Guard troops are going to patrol the streets of Memphis at President Trump's orders. The Shelby County Democratic Party is worried about the effects of the deployment. Here's First Vice Chair Will Richardson.
We're uncertain of the impact it will have on our youth and young adults who are already in a traumatized climate. We don't understand what this will do for us economically as it relates to people staying at home and not supporting businesses.
American negotiators meeting in Madrid with their Chinese counterparts say the two sides have reached an agreement on a framework to keep TikTok operating in the U.S. A bipartisan federal law bars the video app from the U.S. until it's sold to a non-Chinese firm. Here's CBS's Joe Ling.